This hour on Twin Cities News Talk is presented by Sandvold Financial Group.
Twin Cities News Talk, game 1130 and 103.5 FM. Hour 2 of your Tuesday edition of Justice and Drew is underway.
It's going to be a fantastic day today.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. It's a really nice start.
Beautiful.
It's like 56 outside.
Awesome.
It's yeah. Like 88 degrees outside, you guys.
Didn't realize I wasn't the only Dale Jr. fan in here in the room.
That's actually what I was thinking about.
It's 56 and a little rainy.
88 and sunny.
Planet X just Planet X just arrived from Nibiru. It's the beginning of the end. 651-989-5855. Use that hashtag TCNT on Twitter. And remember, you can listen to us on the iHeartRadio app. And if you miss any portion of the show, the podcasts are available on the Justice and Drew channel on that app.
Pleased to be joined now by Catherine Kirsten from the Center of the American Experiment. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing really well on this 88-degree day.
It's sweltering out there already. It's so warm.
Catherine is here to tell us why, you know, going to college is a complete waste of time. Go.
Sam.
No,
we know. This is actually really interesting. We've talked about this quite a lot between ourselves. This new report on the conventional wisdom that young people need to pursue a four-year college degree in order to succeed is actually showing that may not be the case. And it's part of the Great Jobs Without a Four-Year Degree project aimed at narrowing the skills gap that threatens the next generation's future and the state's prosperity. And this is something that I think, in our opinion, and I think Drew will agree, does not get talked about nearly enough.
Yeah.
Yep, you're exactly right. More and more people agree it doesn't get talked about nearly enough. And we decided we wanted people to talk about it more. And, of course, all of us had heard that there's just this general stereotype that you've got to have a four-year college degree to get ahead in our society. And if you don't, you're just doomed to a second-best life. And, of course, this is based to a pretty good extent on the belief that people who have a four-year degree can expect to make a lot more money over their lifetime than their peers, you know, a nicer home and a fancier car and all that. Well, our study being released just now shows that this common belief is wrong. And in fact, young people who choose alternative routes to a career, like, you know, a two-year associate's degree, an apprenticeship, an occupational certificate, they can often do better financially over their lifetime than their classmates who went on to get a four-year college degree.
Yeah, I found one of the aspects that I found very interesting is the jobs that are actually in demand right now don't necessarily require the four-year degree, and people who go and they get a two-year degree or an apprenticeship or an occupational certificate or thing like that, according to this, says here, they can make as much as 61% higher than their four-year degree holding counterparts.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, the center would absolutely never discourage a young person from getting a bachelor's degree.
Sure.
As part of a well-thought-out career plan. It can be just a fantastic idea for people who have thought about what this entails, because what you say is exactly right. Today, about 50% of our young people are going on to a four-year degree program after high school, but only 22% of the jobs in our state require a four-year degree or higher. So people today think they have to do this to get ahead. They don't really want to. They can't afford it. Then they end up going, let's say, for a year and a half and taking out debt. And then they drop out, and there they are, jobless and skillless, but with a debt.
Yeah,
and
with a hefty debt.
You want to avoid. Yeah, hefty debt, very mm-hmm. hefty debt in many cases.
And I like what you said there. I mean, you don't want to discourage anybody from going to college, but you want it to be a well-thought-out plan. You're going to college for a specific reason, not just because, well, I'm done with high school, yes. and that's what I'm supposed to do now, I guess,
yes.
because these colleges have become institutions of indulgence where they will gladly take your tuition check and they will gladly give you loan after loan after loan just to keep you taking classes. And they don't really care, you know, what sort of course you're taking or the value of that degree that you're pursuing once you're done with the college.
you really, with the cost of college so high today, you really need to think about what you're going into debt for. And what this study is about is we just want people, parents and students, to know about the broad range of career options out there right now that, that allow you to have a great life. And that's the problem. People are not hearing about this in high school, and they just need more information to make a good, a well-considered decision.
And I'm glad that you mentioned that, again, talking with Catherine Kirsten, Center of the American Experiment, because, you know, I've got a 10-year-old, but more relevant to the conversation, I've got a 15-year-old, just started high school. And it's becoming increasingly clear, especially when you look at sort of the job path that I chose, that we are going to, you know, as a family, going to have to work with him to try to open up the pathways to what he may want to do so that he doesn't run into that problem of just going to college for the sake of going to college, but finding something, the people he can potentially love, or at least a broad enough palette of specificity,
right,
if that makes sense,
so that
he can zero in on that.
And here's something else that really people don't know about at all, but it's just a great thing to consider. And that's what's called a 2+2 degree. So you can go get a 2-year associate's degree. I mean, let's say, you know, something having to do with electrical work. And you can go out and do this work for a few years after you finish at 20. And then you can go on, oftentimes getting your employer to pay for it, and get another 2 years to get a 4-year degree. And, you know, that you could become an electrical engineer or something. You know, there are a number of opportunities like this that can truly reduce debt and gain you a wonderful marketable skill. And then you can move on from there.
What were some of the career paths that you found were especially in demand and can be achieved with a 2-year degree or an apprenticeship or some sort of occupational study?
Yeah, good question. So I think a very interesting arena is healthcare. And what our distinguished labor economist who did this study found is that over a lifetime, so she calculated all these median lifetime earnings profiles, you know, looking at how much your education cost, what your debt is, what the median hourly wages are for that field. And, you know, on that basis, she created this median lifetime earnings profile. She found that, say, dental hygienists and RNs with a 2-year degree, in this state, dental hygienists have, she calculated, median lifetime income that is 49% higher than the median lifetime earnings of people holding bachelor's degrees. RNs with 2-year degrees, it was 50%. Electricians, it was 31% higher than the lifetime earnings of a college, you know, 40 college grad. Plumbers were 49% higher. Electric power line installers, electric power line installers, came in at about 61% higher than college grads. I mean, you just need a 2 or 3 semester occupational diploma to do that job, and it pays very well. I think it's like $36 an hour or something like that were the median wages for that job. And of course, you're well positioned to move into the alternative energy field that's, you know, really ramping up at this point. It's a terrific job opportunities there. But again, people don't know. But another one is apparently a whole range of agricultural jobs that pay really well. Things like, you know, fixing drones. They're going to fly over the field to monitor the corn.
Right.
People just don't know about these jobs.
And these are jobs that are going to continue to be in demand as, you know, the technology and society continues to innovate. Catherine Kirsten from Center of the American Experiment. You can follow them at MN Think Tank on Twitter and go to their website, AmericanExperiment.org. Thanks for your time this morning. Really appreciate it.
It's a real pleasure to be with you.
Take care.
651-989-5855 if you want to continue with the conversation. I wonder too, and there's a question I want to ask coming up on this, and that is the stigma behind not going to college and how that still carries a lot of weight with individuals. Plus, we'll dive back into, or we'll kneel down for the take a knee debates. Lots of ratings news, audio from Maxine Waters calling for Trump's impeachment over the whole thing. It's all coming up on Twin Cities News Talk. Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130, 103.5 FM. Justice Andrew, along with Sam. We just got off the phone with Center of the American Experiment, Catherine Kirsten, talking about no four-year degree required. We'll look at selection of in-demand careers in Minnesota. You know, is there...
tweet out a link to the report right now using the hashtag TCNT, or just follow me at Andrew Lee TCNT on Twitter to get the link. It's definitely worth reading.
How much of a stigma is still attached to not going to college? Like, I remember, like, a university. I remember growing up, like, that was a really big deal. Like, if you didn't have a degree in something, you were kind of, they don't have a degree.
There is a bit of a social stigma attached to it. You didn't finish college. The assumption I think that a lot of people make is, oh, you're a dropout. Oh, you're a failure. Oh, you couldn't do it. You know, look, college is not for everybody. College doesn't work for everybody, and not everybody needs to go to a traditional four-year university. And I think we do society and kids a great disservice with that sort of societal pressure that is put on people to go and do well at college. I'm not saying it doesn't have value, but if you're doing it without a plan,
right,
and if you're doing it just for the sake of doing it, especially with the way tuition costs have exploded over the last 15, 20 years, then you're going to find yourself with a worthless piece of paper, a worthless degree, and $100,000 or so of debt that you're going to be paying off for the next 30 years.
Sam, are you listening to all this?
Are you okay?
Just me. Because, like, you don't have to be. You just stay attached to us. your career is
our coattails are long.
Seriously,
I got lots of coattails to ride in my life.
Hitch your wagon to our star. What we're saying.
My wagon's already hitched to a few stars.
Yeah, but few shine as brightly.
Keeping her options open.
Apparently. This is opened up a conversation that I didn't know we were going to have all of a sudden.
It's suddenly going to get a little awkward.
There was an article came out earlier this year out of MSN.com. A new book, Masters of Craft, Old Jobs in the New Urban Economy. The author examines the forces driving the resurgence of occupations such as butcher, bartender, similar with craft brewing, bookbinder, furniture maker, and fishmonger. The only one in there that I wouldn't align with would be bookbinder, because it seems like with the way that I know I like to have, I don't like reading off of tablets. I prefer a book.
You hate books.
Well, just no. I don't. If I'm going to read a book,
I don't want to be near them.
If I'm going to read
them, I'm just uncomfortable when there are books in the room.
If I'm going to read a book. Jerk.
Fishmonger was on that list, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That I can understand. That's not going anywhere. Furniture maker's not going anywhere. Craft brew's not going anywhere. Bookbinder seems like one where eventually, as we go to an all-digital format, that one would, you know, seem to be, for a little while.
People still love books.
True. Yeah, I know. Well,
And you know what? I mean, college textbooks are a scam, and they're going to keep getting printed. So, you know, there will always be a market for making worthless college textbooks that have to be thrown out after a year because they've changed two words.
Bartenders and barbers, 10% growth. Butchers will see a 5% increase compared with 7% job growth for all occupations over the same period. Median pay for those jobs was less, however, than $30,000 a year in 2016. We're going to get into Target is raising, and we'll talk about this just after 8 o'clock this morning. Target's raising their minimum wage to $15. They're going to do it across the board, which, as we'll discuss, is the way that it should be for a business to decide on their own.
They did that without any government manipulation or being compelled to.
But
what's amazing. Who'd have thunk that could happen?
What's so frustrating is the fact that there's so little effort in trying to help individuals who may be stuck in a rut to go and find a different career path. You know, the focus is, and this is obvious, we've talked about this many times, but the focus is raise the salary of what you're doing, as opposed to, hey man, there are jobs available at Amazon or different career paths of burgeoning markets that you can go and find a career in. But all the energy is used to push politics and agendas and not used to actually go and help individuals find good career paths.
Well, dude, there's that aspect of it, and then there's also the aspect of it that colleges that I think are insidiously implant in people's minds of, you have to follow your dreams and you have to do what you love and you have to make a career. You know, no, sometimes you just have to have a good job mm-hmm. that pays well, that you don't hate, and then you can use your off time to follow your dreams. A lot of people's dreams don't pay squat.
Well, I would.
You know, they want to pursue what they love, but they want to. You know, you got to have a decent job. You got to have something to fall back on at the same time.
I would combine the two, and I think if you're going to go the follow your dreams route, it needs to be grounded in reality, and that needs to start at home. So for Logan, for my 15-year-old, that's the path I'm trying to set him on. Hey, look, what things are you really really into? What do you like? Okay. Where can you take that and potentially find a career doing something similar with these skills that you have? It may not be the dream job or following your dream, but it will be the thing you're most interested in because it's the thing that you're into now and you're really, really good at. So I think it's like a, you know, don't get pie in the sky. Be realistic, but find that thing that you love and pursue that.
Right. You can do both.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's the thing. There's another sort of stigma attached to people who, you know, maybe do just work a menial job that pays well and gets them by. You know, why aren't you pursuing your dream? Why are you doing that? You know, there's like this sense of like, well, you've somehow failed at life if you didn't
right.
go and accomplish and do all the things that you dreamt about doing. And if you're not,
sure.
you know, if you're just working a job, there's nothing wrong and there's no shame and there should be no stigma attached to just going out there and making a decent living, doing something that is in demand, doing something that your skill set aligns with. And then in your off time, you can write your great novel or whatever it is that you want to do.
It's kind of like that phrase, you know, the find a job doing what you love and you'll feel like you never work a day in your life. That's not true. But if you find a job that you love, you won't regret going to work every day.
Right.
You'll get a satisfaction of going and, hey, it's work, but I actually do kind of enjoy what I'm doing, and realize that you could be a person that just enjoys working a 9-to-5 and making a good salary and doing what is required of you.
We've got some people tweeting in, you know, on this topic. Jordan tweets in, a programmer, software engineer with a 2-year degree pays very well.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's a skill set, and that's an area that is going to continue to be in demand. Let's go to Mark calling from Anoka. Good morning.
Good morning. Say, great topic. Love it. I'm extremely passionate about this. My now 19-year-old son was going through high school. You were talking about the stigma. When he was a junior, he went into an incredible depression because every teacher, every kid that he was around was saying, oh, you're not going to college. My son was never, ever going to go to college. Mm-hmm. He's got a learning disability, whatnot. Well, he decided to go to one of our local tech schools based on my recommendation and kind of my pushing. He went, got a 1-year certificate. In 1 year, he got a, which it's considered a 2-year degree, but in 1 year as a welder, he got his first job Monday, yesterday, was hired.
Congratulations.
$40,000.
Nice.
Wow.
And his benefits are stupid, crazy, awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was unbelievable. And I'm like, I looked at my wife. We had a little bit of disagreement. And I said, I told you.
Yeah. Right?
She makes basically the same amount that he does, a little bit more. But when you put the benefits in it, he's a 19-year-old making the same amount of money that a woman who's been in her career for 20 years.
That's fantastic, and congratulations. I mean, and congratulations to your son. I love hearing stories like that.
That's a great story, man. Thanks for calling in. 651-989-5855. We'll continue on this topic. How are you raising your kids? What are you instilling in them when it comes to college and the jobs that they get? And we'll take your stories as well. Use that hashtag TCNT on Twitter. Justice and Drew, along with the lovely and talented Sam.
Radiant.
Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130, 103.5 FM. We were talking with, you can go to AmericanExperiment.org, Center of the American Experiment, Catherine Kirsten. They had a press conference earlier in the yesterday, right? No four-year degree required, to look at the selection of in-demand careers in Minnesota. This was a Center of the American Experiment report challenging the conventional thinking of the necessity of a four-year college degree to thrive financially. The study found that young Minnesotans who choose a two-year degree, apprenticeship, or occupational certificate often do better financially than their college educated peers. And we were getting into, and we'll get to your phone calls here, sort of this, I do believe the dynamic is changing, but when growing up, you know, it was, you know, you gotta go to college, you gotta get a four-year degree, and there was sort of this mindset
after
that
you graduate high school, you go on to college,
and if you got that degree, and maybe it was this way for a while, but if you got a degree in something, you go get a job.
Right.
Well, you know, show me your degree. You're hired, son.
I think this was, you know, there was a time before colleges just became these sort of institutions of, and I'm generalizing here, they're not all like this, obviously, but, you know, there's a lot of graft, there's a lot of corruption, there's a lot of overhead. You know, they want state money, they want tuition money. It keeps going up. It's become more about the athletics programs than the quality of the education in a lot of parts, but they need those kids paying those tuitions so that they can have the money to run their athletics programs. You know, but there was a time when I think colleges understood their role and understood the value of what they had to offer, and offered degrees that had value and offered courses of study that did lead to careers. They still do, but they offer a lot of crap.
Yeah.
And they're now telling you that, you know, college, this is not, you know, these don't exist necessarily for just going to class and learning things. I mean, that's a small part of the college experience. It's more about becoming an adult and discovering who you are. And you don't need to go to college for that. That happens anyway.
Yeah, and all that's code for just indoctrination, so that when you get out of college, you vote for a lot of Democrats.
And they just want to give them courses of study that can last 6-8 years, you know, and on and on and on, just to keep those tuition checks flowing in.
Yeah, it's a lot of waste. And if you can still use it appropriately, but that's kind of what the study is showing, is that you need to be more thoughtful at an earlier age, you know, even well before college, into high school, to start looking at, okay, what career path do you want to take, and then using college to your advantage. And that may not require,
right,
a four-year degree.
And if you don't think that this is that the demonization of private schools and technical colleges that we've seen in the last 4 years, talking about how they're all frauds and everything,
right,
if you don't think that's tied in to how dependent, you know, these public institutions are on that constant flow of tuition checks, that constant flow of new graduates, and that constant flow of state money into their coffers, they are absolutely tied in and related. Colleges started to experience some competition in the last few years.
Yep. Yep.
So they went after, and they went after it hard, and they've shut down some big ones. Now, they're not all great, and you can find examples of fraud. You're going to have that in anything, but nobody talks about the fraud that's being perpetrated by public universities.
Well, and think about how stereotyped your technical colleges were when we were younger. Mm-hmm. You know, how you know, the ITT tech would be mocked. You know, oh, you go to a technical college, whatever. Right. You can't make it into regular college. Yeah.
All these ridiculous societal pressures. We got a bunch of people that want to chime in on this. 651-995-8855 is the phone number. Let's start with Courtney. Good morning.
Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you doing? Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Can hear you just fine. Thanks for calling in this morning. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, you're welcome.
And what's your background?
Yes, my background, I actually work with Dean in your sales department. He is, you know him, right?
Yes.
Yes. I worked for Randy's Electric as a marketing manager.
Okay.
So we advertise with you guys, and I actually told him this exact story about what it takes to become an electrician, because people don't know. It's four years, 8,000 hours of training, 2,000 hours a year. You get paid $15 to $22 an hour to be an apprentice. You can literally start the day after high school, day after you graduate. And by the age of 22, you can make $80,000 to $140,000.
Wow.
$40,000 a year. Our top electrician, he's amazing. He's so good. I mean, his name is Jeremy. I mean, he's been doing this for a long time. His customer service is amazing. And because of that, he can make an amazing amount of money. And he never went to college. I never went to college, and I'm a marketing manager. I went to Brown College.
Mm-hmm.
I went to tech school, and it's like, if this takes experience, I mean, you've got to know the right people. You've got to have the skills. Like, if you have a knack for electricity, you have a knack for fixing things, it can be anything. Plumber, HVAC, whatever. That's what I want to talk about. And that's what he asked me to talk about.
Well, and that, you know, and that plays to what Drew was saying when you talk about the push that people have to pursue your dream. They don't, you know, a lot of people don't go, well, electrician, you know, it's, I don't know, it's just an electrician. But it's like, no, you know, you can.
Don't know.
Yeah, you don't know. And you could be really, really good at it, and you could really, really enjoy it. And we seem to discount, for as weird as it sounds, we seem to discount just learning a trade and how having that trade and learning that trade can end up being something that you actually really enjoy doing.
Absolutely.
It gets replaced with the pie in the sky dream scenario that so many people want to push.
That doesn't even exist anymore. I mean, people come out of college with $100,000 worth of debt, and they may not even graduate because they partied. Or they may not be able to find a job.
Right.
And it's like you literally can have a job the day after you graduate high school, and they pay you to learn.
Yeah. And nobody talks about how having that skill and having a good job enables you to live the life you want to live and
Absolutely.
Do the things that you want to do and pursue your dreams in other areas. Doesn't necessarily
Absolutely.
Have to be in your
and
career.
And I mean, I don't mean to generalize here either. But a lot of people who go into the trades, and a lot of people in general, have a lot of hobbies, expensive hobbies, correct? Hunting, fishing. It can be anything, race
right.
car driving. It's like, for example, I worked with a gentleman who was a race car driver. The reason, if you ask him the story, why did you become an electrician, he'll say, well, I became an electrician for the wrong reasons. I'm like, oh, yeah, what's that? He said, well, my across-the-street neighbor, he was an electrician, and he's a race car driver, and he was able to afford that lifestyle because it is very expensive. He was able to afford that lifestyle by becoming an electrician, so that's what he does.
Yeah.
Yeah. And electricity ain't going anywhere. That's a job that's going to be in demand, you know.
This is an exact quote. The thing with electricians and anybody in the trades is most people are retiring. I think 50% or something like that are of retirement age in the next 10 years. And we're not recruiting that many people. So it's like the supply and demand is getting less and less and less. That means those people are going to make more and more and more, and the consumers are going to have to pay more and more and more.
People want to learn more about what you have to offer, because I think it's got a lot of value, do you have any like a website or any contact information you want to give out?
We don't have a website, but the company that I'm representing today is Randy's Electric.
Randy's Electric, all right.
In the Twin Cities. But I work with Neighborhood Plumbing and Heating as well in Foley, Minnesota. And basically, we're coming together as companies to educate society. I mean, we're going to use it for recruiting purposes, yes, so that people can be educated and be like, you know what, this is this opportunity.
Sure.
If you want to know about it, you know, visit our website. But I'm working with Dean basically to come up with a campaign through iHeart where it'll turn into a nationwide thing. Just like Michelle Obama, like four-year degree, you need a degree. We're going to do the same thing. You don't need a degree. Kind of like the website you guys were just talking about.
Yeah.
It'll be on a more local level.
All right. Thanks for your call, Courtney. I appreciate the information.
Welcome.
That was great.
651-989-5855. Let's talk to Mark in Minneapolis. Good morning, Mark. Welcome to Justice and Drew on Twin Cities News Talk. What are your thoughts on this?
Good morning. Great show. I'd like to parrot what everyone else has been saying. I'm in the water and wastewater profession, which is really a big thing you see is now drinking water protection.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to St. Cloud Technical Community College for 1 year. You pass that course. The state of Minnesota Department of Health and Pollution Control Agency will allow that student to take their entry-level water and wastewater certificate. So now you're state licensed. Right now, St. Cloud Technical College, you can, if you pass and pass your test, there's like a 90% placement rate for jobs, and it's starting out at about $25 an hour.
Wow.
Nice.
Wow.
And that's a job. I've been doing it for a long time. I work for a state agency now, and we're really hurting this business because just like the last caller said, everyone's getting to be my age, like 60. And, you know, it's a great job. You can imagine now you're talking about mainly city-type jobs. The benefits are excellent insurance, retirement. It's a great job. You can either choose to work inside or outside, depending on the size of the system. I think we've all heard in the news a lot these days about the different issues affecting drinking water.
Yeah, Yeah. That's another area.
It's not going anywhere.
That is going to continue to be in demand. Water ain't going anywhere, and we're going to keep needing it.
Let's talk to Kate in Somerset. Good morning, Kate. Welcome to Twin Cities News Talk.
Good morning.
What's your comment?
I'm calling in. I'm the mother of eight, and my husband and I have discussed college things since the birth of our children, and we've always emphasized to them that they need to kind of figure out their own path, and there's not a right way or wrong way to do college. But with eight kids, you know, it's like we're not footing the bill for all of you to get through, and
right.
So they've had to not only figure out what they want to do, but how they want to get through it, hopefully debt-free. And I'm happy to say I've got kids who have made choices, whether it's four-year college or two-year college, have not only gone on to graduate and get great jobs, but done it debt-free. So it's possible. And I encourage parents to tell their kids that there's no right or wrong way to get an education.
No, and the thing that I'm really hoping that, and I don't know whether or not I'll be successful, and thanks for the call, Kate, is I hope that for both my sons, I hope that they can find something that they love really early on and start really early. Like, I didn't land in radio until I was 26. And I was thinking, man, if I had backed up like 5 years, even earlier, right? I mean, I could have been well on my way. And if they can find something early, say, for example, like, you know, anything, even just in regards to radio or audio, learn those skills now so that when you get to the age where you need a full-time job and you're already way ahead of the curve, right? Looking next door in the booth next door. But that's
your own personal shining star.
Yeah,
right,
no,
over
but you're right. I mean, starting off at a really, really early age so that when you get to that place where you need and you have the opportunity for a very well-paying job, right, you've already got a whole bunch. You're way ahead of the curve of everybody else. That's what I hope to instill in my boys.
Bill from Maple Grove, go ahead.
Hello, Bill.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Good morning.
What are your thoughts on this?
Hey, I'm a college professor at one of these career colleges, been one since 2001.
Go ahead and give out the name if you want.
Well, I've been working for colleges like MSB, Sanford Brown, Rasmussen. I've been a program chair, a dean. And I tell you something, I like the four college students a lot better than I like the four-year students, because the four college students or four career college, they come in, most of them come in, they have a goal. They want to make their life better. Mm. They want to learn the skills they need. They've got families, or life has given them a turn one way or the other, and they want to rebuild their lives or get themselves something. And that's, I think that really leads to them getting the good careers. I mean, I've had a number of students that walked out of those career colleges and started earning lots of money right off the bat because they were driven to be a certain thing, like MA or a technical person or whatever the case may be, they started right off into the career choice.
Mm-hmm. Well, and a lot of these students that are going to the, and not everybody, we're generalizing here, but a lot of students that are going into these four-year colleges, that is their goal. Well, I just want to get through this four-year college.
Yeah, they enter the college without a clear goal.
They're I'll find my way. I'm here to find me.
Just to go to college.
I'll figure it out by the time I need to graduate. Yeah,
I'll settle on a major after a couple years or something like that. When you make the conscious choice to go to a trade school, to go to a vocational school, you're making a conscious choice to learn a specific trade.
Yeah.
And to get educated in a certain area because you have an idea already of where you want to go and what you want to do with those skills.
Let's talk with Laura. Good morning, Laura. Welcome to Twin Cities News Talk. So what does your daughter do?
My daughter's a dental assistant.
Okay.
She just graduated the beginning of this year, and she homeschooled all the way through. She's the oldest of nine. And she decided she wanted to just kind of work as a nanny after she graduated high school. And so she did that and earned money and lived at home. And then she was able to go into the technical school in St. Cloud for dental assistant. And it kind of followed her dreams in a little way because she's an artistic person. So you wouldn't think necessarily that
no, it fits.
Would be an artistic thing.
Yeah, no, but you can certainly see how the crossover and relatability of the two.
Yeah. And then she, she probably would have had an advantage if she'd have gone to do a little bit of the college, you know, the prerequisites, as like, secondary education or whatever you call it, when you can get the high school credits and the college credits at the same time.
The sure. post-secondary education.
Yep, but
PSEO.
Because she actually met her fiance in the prerequisite classes the first year. And now she's getting married next spring. And she'll be, they'll start their lives debt-free because
wow.
she paid for school as she went.
That's amazing.
That's fantastic.
She got a job right away because dental assistants are in high demand right now. And she's making about, I think, 43 a year.
Excellent.
So
how old is she?
After 3 years of school, and she really did it pretty effortlessly.
And how old is she?
She's 23.
Okay.
She's 23. Wow.
Wish I made that much at 23.
That's
I know. That's
great, great salary for 23. That's fantastic, especially being debt free.
Thanks for the phone call, Laura. My first full time radio gig was 18, and I had to argue for that. I lived in a very small apartment.
Yeah, mine was less than that.
651-989-5855.
Getting a lot of great information from the callers and through Twitter. One tweet that I want to read real quick. Check out projectbuildmn.com to see Merit Shop contractors and what they're doing to promote great careers, too. I looked at that website real briefly, and if you're even remotely interested or think the construction trade is something you might want to get into, there's a lot of great information on there.
We'll get to more of your phone calls coming up. Also, as you call in and tweet, it seems like a lot of people want to talk about what their kids have done.
Yeah,
you know, those are really fascinating stories. We'll continue to take those. Pete Hegseth will be joining us just after 8:30 this morning. And also, we still have that audio from Maxine Waters to play in as it relates to Donald Trump and her most recent calls for impeachment. It's all coming up on Twin Cities News Talk.